理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 43 Bad Behavior
October 10th Mr. Huntington returned about 3 weeks ago. The day after he arrived, however, he announced that he planned to find a nanny to care for little Arthur. He said, I was unsatisfactory as a caregiver. Soon after, Miss Myers arrived, although I was quite surprised at how quickly my husband found a nanny. She was respectful, she was quite shy, and never spoke of her past, her home, or her family. I was suspicious of this girl, as was Rachel. At last, one morning, Rachel came into my room with a worried look. She informed me that Mr. Huntington and our son's nanny had been having a love affair. I decided that I must immediately leave that house with my son. Rachel told me that she would not stay in that house without my son and I. She requested to come along with us. I have no home, Mrs. Huntington, but with you, she told me. But I can't afford to pay you, and we will no longer live in comfort and wealth. You'll want somebody to clean and cook, won't you? I can do all that. And you don't have to pay me. I have some savings. Well, I said, then paused for a moment. Then we'll all go together. The next day, I sent a letter to Frederick, informing him that we would soon leave for Wildfell Hall, and hoped he would prepare the house for our arrival. I then sent letters to Millicent and my dear aunt, explaining that I must leave my husband to save my son's future, or he would soon take his father's terrible, ungentlemanly habits. Meanwhile, Rachel secretly packed our things together for the departure. Benson, one of the servants, removed the bags from the house secretly. He was quite willing to assist me, as he hates Mr. Huntington, as most of the other servants do. After escaping from Grassdale, I would become Mrs. Graham, as I must not keep my name, or Mr. Huntington may soon find me. Graham was my mother's last name before she married my father, and therefore I feel a connection with the name.
Chapter 44 The Escape
October 24th I am free and safe at last. We left early in the morning when the sky was still dark. Benson helped us leave and cried as we said goodbye and wished us good luck. The journey was a very long one, and we were quite tired when we arrived at Wildfell Hall. During the travel, I worried that perhaps Frederick had not received the letter, but as we arrived, I saw a light in the window of the hall, and my fears were gone. Frederick had employed an old woman to keep the house warm and to have a meal prepared for us. She informed us that Frederick would come to visit the following morning. The rooms had little furniture, and it was obvious that no one had lived there in many years. Frederick did, indeed, come the next morning, although he must be careful when he comes, as no one in the neighborhood knows of my secret. I have now been here nearly 2 weeks, but still worry that I may soon be discovered and be forced to return to my husband. My brother has informed me that Mr. Huntington is spending a great deal of time and effort attempting to find out where I am. He recently went to Stanningley, thinking that my aunt would, perhaps, know of my location. He has written to my brother as well, asking him to tell him where to find me, but my brother tells him nothing, of course. My husband has suggested that I return our child to him, and I am free to live my life away from him, but I could never separate from my dear little Arthur. He is my only joy in life, and I will never leave him. 30th. My kind neighbors will not leave me alone. 3 families have recently visited Wildfell Hall, attempting to discover who I am and where I have come from. I am quite annoyed with their many visits, as I am frightened they will soon find out the truth. November 3rd. I have begun to know my neighbors better. I met a fine gentleman, Gilbert Markham.
Here is where the journal ends. The rest was torn away. How cruel! She was just beginning to speak of me. Chapter 45. Forgiveness. Well, Halford, what do you think of this story? I could not sleep tonight, as I spend the entire night reading this story of my dear Helen. I did not finish reading until nearly 8 o'clock in the morning. Shortly after breakfast, I returned to Wildfell Hall to return my dear Helen's journal and ask her to forgive me for my terrible behavior the night before. As I walked into the sitting room, she turned to me and spoke.
Have you read my journal?
I've read it, I said, and want to know if you'll forgive me, if you can forgive me. She was silent, crying as she looked out the window, but soon spoke.
Can you forgive me?
I gently placed her hand in mine. You should have told me earlier, I said quietly.
Now, Gilbert, you must leave me and never come again.
Never again, Helen. I love you. How can I leave you?
For that reason, I will soon leave this place as soon as I find another safe place to hide from my husband. If we continue to meet, it will be even more difficult to part. So, you must not come again.
I'll do whatever you desire, but please don't say that this is our last meeting.
Why not? Every time we meet, the thoughts of our last meeting will become more painful.
But we may write, I suggested quietly.
We can hear of each other through my brother.
Your brother? I soon remembered what pain I had caused him and felt ashamed, but I did not have the courage to tell her. Your brother will not help us.
And he is right. We should forget each other. But don't be afraid, Gilbert. You should marry and find happiness. You are still young.
And you are young too, Helen. I'll wait for you. She refused to accept this. Mr. Huntington may live for many, many years, and I must not waste my life waiting for her. She soon added,
Frederick shall inform you in 6 months of my location. If you still have these feelings, then you may write, and I will answer you.
6 months?
Yes, and now you must leave me,
she said with a sad look. And we parted, but I hope not forever. I then returned home, thinking of how to apologize to poor Mr. Lawrence. Later that afternoon, I went to see him. He was quite surprised at my arrival and feared that I might again cause him pain. Lawrence, I made a mistake, and I have come to apologize to you. I regret what I have done to you. I had heard you speaking to her one night, and mistakenly thought you were lovers. I did not know you were Mrs. Graham's brother. Well, you are forgiven. Now, did you mention this incident to my sister? No, I did not have the courage to tell her. But when you tell her, will you say that I regret? Do not fear. I shall say nothing. I left him shortly after, and we were friends once again. Chapter 46. Friendly Advice. I was tempted to tell my mother and sister about Mrs. Graham's poor story, but I did not. I knew that if I told them, Eliza Millward and Jane Wilson would soon find out as well, and would find a way to tell Mr. Huntington. I could not bear to see my dear Helen in such a terrible situation again. My mother was quite worried about me and my contact with Mrs. Graham, but I said little about the situation to her. Mrs. Huntington did not leave Wildfell Hall for another 2 months. During that time, she never came to church, and I never went near her house. I often went to visit her brother and asked about his sister frequently. He said little about her, and I was too embarrassed to ask any other questions about her, as he did not seem pleased that I showed such a strong interest in his sister. One evening I met him as he was returning from a visit to the Wilsons. I now decided to tell him of Miss Wilson's poor opinion of his dear sister. I believed that he would no longer show interest in such a girl who told terrible lies about his sister and was quite pleased with herself for it. "Are you coming from the Wilsons' home?" I asked as I walked to him. "Yes," he said with a smile. "I need to tell you something about Miss Wilson," I said, then paused. "Miss Wilson hates your sister. She does not know the secret, so she supposed that you two are lovers. She and Eliza Millward told lies about your sister." "I cannot believe it," he interrupted, looking quite angry. He soon calmed down and understood that Miss Wilson was not the kind girl he previously thought of. Jane Wilson was quite disappointed that Mr. Lawrence was no longer interested in her.